The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom. By Adele Beath Lin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele Beath Lin is a comprehensive guide to teaching emotional intelligence, EQ, skills to children, teens, and adults. The book provides activities that can be used both at home and in the classroom to help individuals develop their emotional intelligence. It includes an introduction to EQ, as well as information on how it can be applied in everyday life. The book begins with an overview of what emotional intelligence is and why it's important. It then explains how emotions are expressed through body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, words spoken or written down, gestures, posture, and more. This section also covers the importance of self-awareness when dealing with emotions. The second part of the book focuses on developing EQ skills such as empathy, understanding others' feelings, managing stress, problem solving, communication, decision making, conflict resolution, goal setting, time management, assertiveness training, and more. Each activity includes step-by-step instructions for implementation along with discussion questions designed to encourage reflection. In addition to providing activities for promoting EQ at home or in the classroom, this book also offers advice on creating a supportive environment where students feel safe expressing their emotions without fear of judgment or ridicule. Finally, there are resources listed which provide further information about emotional intelligence. Overall, the Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele Beath Lin is an excellent resource for anyone looking to teach emotional intelligence skills effectively either at home or school settings. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Developing emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions in ourselves and others. This book provides 50 activities to help promote emotional intelligence in both the home and classroom. Main idea number 2. Understanding emotions. Understanding emotions is the first step in developing emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people identify and understand their own emotions and the emotions of others. Main idea number 3. Managing emotions. Managing emotions is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to manage their own emotions and the emotions of others. Main idea number 4. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people become more aware of their own emotions and how they affect their behavior. Main idea number 5. Self-regulation. Self-regulation is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to regulate their own emotions and the emotions of others. Main idea number 6. Empathy. Empathy is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to empathize with others and understand their feelings. Main idea number 7. Social skills. Social skills are an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to interact with others in a positive and productive way. Main idea number 8. Conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. Main idea number 9. Stress management. Stress management is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to manage stress in a healthy way. Main idea number 10. Decision-making. Decision-making is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to make decisions in a thoughtful and informed manner. Main idea number 11. Problem-solving. Problem-solving is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to identify and solve problems in a creative and effective way. Main idea number 12. Communication. Communication is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to communicate effectively with others. Main idea number 13. Assertiveness. Assertiveness is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to express their needs and opinions in a respectful and appropriate way. Main idea number 14. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to build and maintain healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 15. Self-motivation. Self-motivation is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to motivate themselves and stay focused on their goals. Main idea number 16. Positive thinking. Positive thinking is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to think positively and develop a more optimistic outlook. Main idea number 17. Resilience. Resilience is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to bounce back from adversity and stay strong in the face of challenges. Main idea number 18. Coping strategies. Coping strategies are an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to cope with difficult emotions and situations in a healthy way. Main idea number 19. Self-care. Self-care is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to take care of themselves and prioritize their own needs. Main idea number 20. Mental health. Mental health is an important part of emotional intelligence. This book provides activities to help people learn how to maintain good mental health and recognize signs of mental illness. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing emotional intelligence is an important part of growing up and learning how to interact with others. This book provides 50 activities that can help promote emotional intelligence in both the home and classroom. These activities are designed to help children recognize, understand, and manage their emotions as well as those of others. Through these activities, children will learn how to identify different feelings, express themselves appropriately, empathize with others, resolve conflicts peacefully, and develop better relationships. The activities range from simple games like Name That Feeling, which helps kids identify different emotions they may be feeling or seeing in another person, to more complex tasks such as role-playing scenarios where students practice responding calmly when faced with a difficult situation. The book also includes discussion questions for parents or teachers to use after each activity so that everyone involved can reflect on what was learned. By engaging in these fun yet meaningful exercises regularly over time, children will gain valuable skills that will serve them throughout their lives. With this book at hand, adults have the tools necessary to foster emotional intelligence in young people, helping them become emotionally intelligent individuals who are better equipped for success. Main idea number 2. Understanding emotions is an important part of developing emotional intelligence. It involves being able to identify and understand one's own emotions, as well as the emotions of others. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that can help people better understand their own feelings and those of others. These activities range from simple exercises such as writing down how you feel when faced with a certain situation, to more complex tasks like role-playing scenarios where participants must express different types of emotion. The book also offers advice on how to use these activities in both home and classroom settings, providing guidance on how best to facilitate discussions about emotions among children or adults. By engaging in these activities, individuals can gain insight into their own emotional states and learn strategies for managing them effectively. Main idea number 3. Managing emotions is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves recognizing, understanding, and responding to one's own emotions as well as the emotions of others. This book provides activities that can help people learn how to manage their own emotions and the emotions of those around them. Through these activities, readers will gain insight into their own feelings and reactions, develop strategies for dealing with difficult situations in a constructive way, and practice techniques for calming themselves down when they become overwhelmed by strong emotion. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book offers 50 different activities designed to promote EQ at home or in the classroom. These activities range from simple exercises such as writing about your feelings or creating a mood board to more complex tasks like role-playing scenarios or designing an empathy game. Each activity includes detailed instructions on how it should be completed along with discussion questions that can be used afterwards to reflect on what was learned. By engaging in these activities regularly, readers will gain greater self-awareness and better understand how their thoughts and actions affect those around them. They will also learn valuable skills for managing their own emotions as well as the emotions of others, which can lead to improved relationships both personally and professionally. Main idea number 4. Self-awareness is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves recognizing and understanding one's own emotions, as well as how they affect our behavior. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides activities to help people become more aware of their own emotions and how they influence their actions. Through these activities, individuals can learn to identify the feelings that drive them in different situations, recognize when those feelings are leading them down a negative path, and develop strategies for managing their emotions in healthier ways. The book also encourages self-reflection by providing exercises that allow readers to explore the roots of their emotional reactions. By examining past experiences or relationships that may have shaped our current responses, we can gain insight into why we react certain ways in certain situations. This knowledge can then be used to make better decisions going forward. Ultimately, becoming more self-aware helps us lead happier lives by allowing us to take control over our thoughts and behaviors instead of letting our emotions dictate them. With the help of the Emotional Intelligence Activity Book's activities, readers will be able to cultivate greater awareness about themselves so they can live with greater intentionality. Main idea number 5. Self-regulation is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to recognize, understand, and manage one's own emotions as well as those of others. Self-regulation helps us to stay in control when faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions. Through self-regulation, we can learn how to respond appropriately and effectively in any given situation. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that help people learn how to regulate their own emotions and the emotions of others. These activities are designed to help individuals develop skills such as recognizing triggers for strong emotion, understanding why certain feelings arise, managing stress levels, developing empathy towards others, learning effective communication strategies, and more. By engaging in these activities regularly, people can become better equipped at regulating their own emotions as well as those of other people around them. This will lead to improved relationships both personally and professionally, while also helping individuals gain a greater sense of self-awareness, which is essential for emotional intelligence. Main idea number 6. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. It is an important part of emotional intelligence, as it allows us to connect with others on a deeper level. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that can help people learn how to empathize with others and better understand their feelings. The book contains 50 activities designed for both home and classroom use, which are aimed at helping individuals develop empathy skills. These activities range from role-playing scenarios to group discussions, allowing participants to practice putting themselves in someone else's shoes and understanding their emotions. By engaging in these exercises, readers will gain insight into how other people think and feel, enabling them to build stronger relationships with those around them. With this knowledge, they can become more compassionate towards others while also learning how best to respond when faced with difficult situations. Main idea number 7. Social skills are an essential part of emotional intelligence. They enable us to interact with others in a positive and productive way, which is key for successful relationships both at home and in the workplace. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book by Adele B. Lynn provides 50 activities that can help people learn how to develop their social skills. These activities range from role-playing scenarios to self-reflection exercises, all designed to help individuals better understand themselves and those around them. The book also includes tips on how to use these activities effectively, as well as advice on how best to apply the lessons learned in everyday life. With its comprehensive approach, this book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their social skills and overall emotional intelligence. Main idea number 8. Conflict resolution is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves understanding the underlying causes of a conflict, recognizing and respecting different perspectives, and finding mutually beneficial solutions. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides activities to help people learn how to resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. These activities focus on developing empathy, communication skills, problem-solving abilities, and self-awareness, all key components of emotional intelligence that are necessary for successful conflict resolution. The book includes 50 activities designed to promote EQ at home or in the classroom. Activities range from role-playing scenarios to group discussions about difficult topics such as bullying or peer pressure. Each activity encourages participants to think critically about their own emotions and those of others while exploring ways to effectively manage disagreements without resorting to violence or aggression. By engaging in these activities, individuals can gain insight into their own behavior during conflicts as well as develop strategies for resolving them peacefully. With practice and guidance from this book, readers will be better equipped with the tools they need for effective conflict resolution. Main idea number 9. Stress management is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves recognizing and understanding the sources of stress in our lives, as well as developing strategies to cope with it effectively. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides 50 activities that can help people learn how to manage their stress in a healthy way. These activities range from relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation, to cognitive restructuring exercises like reframing negative thoughts into positive ones. The book also includes activities for building self-awareness and self-regulation skills, which are important components of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness helps us recognize when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed so that we can take steps to address it before it gets out of hand. Self-regulation allows us to control our emotions and reactions in stressful situations so that we don't make matters worse by overreacting or lashing out at others. By engaging in these activities regularly, readers will gain insight into their own stress levels and develop effective coping strategies for managing them more effectively. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their emotional intelligence through better stress management. Main idea number 10. Decision-making is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves being able to assess a situation, weigh the pros and cons, consider all possible outcomes, and make a decision that will be beneficial in the long run. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides activities to help people learn how to make decisions in a thoughtful and informed manner. Through these activities, readers can gain insight into their own thought processes when it comes to decision-making and develop strategies for making better choices. The book offers 50 different activities designed to promote EQ at home or in the classroom. These activities range from simple exercises such as role-playing scenarios where participants must decide between two options, to more complex tasks like creating flowcharts that map out potential consequences of various decisions. By engaging with these activities on a regular basis, readers can become more aware of their own emotions when faced with difficult decisions and learn how best to use them as tools for making sound judgments. In addition to providing practical guidance on decision-making skills, The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book also encourages readers to reflect on their values and beliefs so they can understand why certain decisions are important or meaningful for them personally. This helps create an environment where individuals feel empowered by their ability to make wise choices based on what matters most deeply. Main idea number 11. Problem solving is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to identify and analyze problems, come up with creative solutions, and take action to resolve them. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that can help people learn how to effectively solve problems. These activities focus on developing problem-solving skills such as critical thinking, decision-making, communication, collaboration, self-awareness, empathy, and resilience. The book includes a variety of activities designed to help people understand their own emotions better so they can make more informed decisions when faced with difficult situations. It also helps individuals develop strategies for dealing with stressors in their lives while still maintaining healthy relationships with others. Additionally, it encourages readers to practice mindfulness techniques which can be used as tools for managing emotions during challenging times. By engaging in these activities regularly over time, individuals will gain greater insight into themselves and become better equipped to handle any situation life throws at them. With improved problem-solving skills comes increased confidence, which leads to greater success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 12. Communication is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to understand and express one's own feelings, as well as being able to listen and empathize with others. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that can help people learn how to communicate effectively with others. These activities focus on developing skills such as active listening, expressing emotions appropriately, understanding nonverbal cues, resolving conflicts peacefully, and building relationships. The book also includes tips on how to create a safe environment where everyone feels comfortable communicating their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. Additionally, it offers advice on how to use communication strategies when dealing with difficult conversations or situations. By learning these techniques, individuals can become better communicators who are more aware of their own emotions as well as those of other people. Main idea number 13. Assertiveness is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves being able to express your needs and opinions in a respectful and appropriate way, while also respecting the rights of others. Being assertive can help you build better relationships with those around you, as well as increase your self-confidence. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that can help people learn how to be more assertive. These activities focus on teaching people how to communicate their thoughts and feelings effectively, without coming across as aggressive or passive-aggressive. The book includes activities such as role-playing scenarios where participants practice expressing themselves in different situations, writing exercises that allow them to reflect on their own experiences with assertiveness, and group discussions about what it means to be assertive. Through these activities, readers will gain insight into how they can become more confident when communicating their needs and opinions. By learning how to be more assertive through this book's activities, readers will not only improve their emotional intelligence but also develop stronger relationships with those around them. Assertiveness is an essential skill for anyone looking to lead a successful life both personally and professionally. Main idea number 14. Self-esteem is an important part of emotional intelligence. It is the way we view ourselves and our ability to recognize our own worth. People with healthy self-esteem are more likely to be successful in life, as they have a positive outlook on their abilities and potential. Low self-esteem can lead to feelings of insecurity, depression, and anxiety. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn provides activities that help people learn how to build and maintain healthy self-esteem. These activities focus on recognizing one's strengths, developing positive thinking habits, setting realistic goals, learning from mistakes, building relationships with others, managing emotions effectively, practicing gratitude and mindfulness techniques. By engaging in these activities regularly over time, people can develop healthier levels of self-esteem, which will enable them to better manage their emotions and navigate through life's challenges with greater ease. Main idea number 15. Self-motivation is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves having the ability to recognize and take action on one's own goals, without relying on external sources for motivation or direction. Self-motivation can be a powerful tool in helping people achieve their goals and reach their full potential. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn, provides activities that help individuals learn how to motivate themselves and stay focused on their objectives. The book includes activities such as goal setting, self-reflection, positive affirmations, visualization techniques, journaling exercises, and more. These activities are designed to help readers identify what motivates them most deeply so they can use it as a source of energy when pursuing their goals. Additionally, these activities provide guidance on how to develop strategies for staying motivated even when faced with obstacles or setbacks. By engaging in these activities regularly, readers will gain insight into what drives them forward and become better equipped to stay motivated throughout life's challenges. With this newfound understanding of self-motivation comes greater confidence in achieving success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 16. Positive thinking is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves recognizing and managing our own emotions, as well as understanding the feelings of others. Positive thinking helps us to stay focused on solutions rather than problems, and it can help us to be more resilient in difficult situations. By learning how to think positively, we can become better problem solvers and develop a more optimistic outlook. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides activities that will help people learn how to think positively. These activities are designed for both home use and classroom use, so they can be used by individuals or groups. The activities focus on developing self-awareness, empathy, communication skills, resilience, and other aspects of emotional intelligence that are essential for positive thinking. By engaging in these activities regularly, people will gain insight into their own thoughts and feelings while also gaining a better understanding of the emotions of those around them. This knowledge will enable them to make decisions based on facts rather than assumptions or biases. With practice over time, this type of positive thinking can lead to improved relationships with others as well as greater success in life. Main idea number 17. Resilience is an important part of emotional intelligence. It involves the ability to cope with difficult situations, bounce back from adversity, and stay strong in the face of challenges. This book provides activities that can help people learn how to develop resilience and become more emotionally intelligent. Through these activities, readers will gain insight into their own emotions and be able to better manage them when faced with challenging circumstances. The activities in this book are designed to help readers identify their strengths and weaknesses when it comes to resilience. They will also learn how to recognize signs of stress or anxiety before they become overwhelming, as well as strategies for managing those feelings in a healthy way. Additionally, readers will explore ways they can build up their emotional strength so that they are better equipped to handle future difficulties. By engaging in these activities, readers will gain a greater understanding of themselves and be able to use this knowledge to make positive changes in their lives. With practice and dedication, anyone can increase their emotional intelligence by developing resilient skills. Main idea number 18. Coping strategies are an essential part of emotional intelligence. They help us to manage our emotions and reactions in difficult situations so that we can make the best decisions for ourselves and those around us. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book, 50 Activities for Promoting EQ at Home and in the Classroom by Adele B. Lynn, provides activities to help people learn how to cope with difficult emotions and situations in a healthy way. These activities range from simple breathing exercises to more complex problem-solving techniques, all designed to help individuals develop their emotional intelligence skills. The book also includes tips on how to recognize when you need additional support or guidance, as well as advice on how to find it if needed. It is important that everyone has access to resources like this book so they can learn effective coping strategies which will enable them to better handle challenging circumstances. Main idea number 19. Self-care is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves taking the time to recognize and prioritize your own needs, as well as understanding how to meet them in a healthy way. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book provides 50 activities that can help people learn how to take care of themselves and practice self-care. These activities range from simple mindfulness exercises such as deep breathing or journaling, to more complex tasks like setting boundaries with others or learning how to express emotions in a constructive manner. The book also includes tips on creating a personalized plan for self-care that works best for each individual's unique needs. This plan should include strategies for managing stress, getting enough restful sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, and engaging in meaningful relationships with friends and family members. By practicing these activities regularly, individuals can develop greater emotional intelligence by learning how to better understand their own feelings and respond appropriately when faced with difficult situations. Self-care is an important part of living a balanced life. It helps us stay connected with our inner selves so we can make decisions that are right for us. Main idea number 20. Mental health is an essential part of emotional intelligence. It involves understanding and managing our own emotions, as well as recognizing the feelings of others. Good mental health helps us to cope with life's challenges, build strong relationships, and make positive contributions to society. Unfortunately, many people struggle with their mental health due to a variety of factors such as stress, trauma, or illness. The Emotional Intelligence Activity Book by Adelby Lynn provides activities that can help individuals learn how to maintain good mental health and recognize signs of mental illness in themselves or others. These activities are designed for both home use and classroom settings so that everyone can benefit from learning about emotional intelligence and its importance for overall well-being. By engaging in these activities regularly, individuals will gain insight into their own thoughts and feelings while also developing skills like self-awareness, empathy towards others, problem-solving abilities, resilience when faced with difficult situations or emotions, all important components of maintaining good mental health. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.